We're going to take this country back, and we're going to do it morally and ethically. And what we're going to do is we're going to get rid of the government. Just get it out. You know, do everything you can on your own without government intervention, because they're going to take us over, and we don't want that at all. What we're going to do as a country is we're going to get everybody out of the cart and pushing. And if you can't do that, we got a place for you. We'll find a place that we're going to send people who can't push the cart. I don't care if you push it a little bit or if you push it a lot. You're going to be pushing a cart. Ain't going to be anybody riding. Nobody's riding.
But what about the people who can't?
Here, I got a niece. She's got Down syndrome. If in the big picture, possibly one of the people on the planet that needs help more than anybody. Does she just sit back and let everybody help her? No, she's got a job. She goes to work. When she's not at work, she's helping her mom do her home business. She's not sitting around doing nothing, waiting on the government to take care of her. She's working. She gets on a bus. She can't drive. She gets on a bus. Her mama did this for her. Her mama helped her, not the government. Her mama said, "You getting a job, we're going to find a job you can do. I'll take you," or whatever. They found a company that hires people to do stuff that she's able to do, and they provide transportation. She gets on a bus. She goes to work. She works all day, goes home. On days off, she's not sitting around. She's helping her mama. Her mama's got a home business, and it needs a lot of stuff. Needs taken care of. Emily can do a lot of it, and she does. She don't sit around. That's number one. We're going to take this country back by getting everybody off the cart. The cart needs to be pushed, yeah, and we're all going to push it, but ain't going to be anybody just riding it. No, if you think you need to ride in the cart, we'll find a place for you, and it won't be fun. Now, think Alcatraz. A spot away from everybody else that you can't do anybody any harm, and you wall around your own bullshit in that place. But if you want here, where all the stuff is good, you got good stuff, you're going to have to push. You can't ride it. You can't just ride and get the good stuff. You cannot ride and get the good stuff. Period. Okay? You got to push. Whatever push you got to do it. From a little bit to a big bit. Theoretically, if you push a lot, you get the most reward. You push a little bit, you get a little reward. There. Said it, done it. Now let's talk about one of the biggest problems of government. Health care. Okay, let me put it like this to start with on health care. You got doctors who are very well educated, highly competent, talented, and you got people who get sick from time to time. They work out perfectly. Just them. Perfect. Kick in insurance companies, mucks it up. Kick in government, oh, buddy. If there's a word higher than mucks it up, that's what they do to infinity. So we get the insurance companies out and we get the government out. And how we do that? Simple. We go, we find a doctor. We say, we're all going to sign a thing that says, we know that you're competent and you're going to do everything you can to make sure every time you do an operation or treat anyone in any kind of way, you're going to do the very best you can to help that person. And we're not going to sue you if you screw it up. You don't want to be screwing it up now, Doc. But if you do, nobody's perfect. And we're not going to have some insurance company, some government coming in and say, hey, doctor, you screwed that up, this guy gets $2.6 billion. No, we're not playing any of that, tort. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to find a doctor who agrees that he will get his salary from a large number of people who want a competent doctor that they pay for. Not an insurance company, not the government. We pay the doctor. And when you're sick, you go see the doctor, and he helps you if he can. If not, he calls one of his buddies that's in this program and says, I got something here I can't take care of. Can you help me out? Yeah. Good. And we pay him. And we totally eliminate the government and the insurance companies. And it can be done. It can be done. It's already happening in some places. And that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. Bar none. And there's a lot more. Health insurance just happens to be top on my list because it's the most messed up right now. We got the most talented medical personnel in the world right here in this country. And they are being smashed down to nothing by insurance companies and government. We got to get them out, folks. We got to get them out. And I just described how. I'm going to say it again. The point of sounding redundant, but you got to get it in your head. We're gonna come up with a group. There's not going to be any qualifications or anything to be a group. You just be a group. Your community, but get your local groups, man. Churches, schools, any kind of civic group, the Elks Lodge, whatever it is. And local. I mean, here, we got the greatest thing mankind has ever had for communication with the internet and social media and everything. We got to use it for the right things. We know we got it. We know we can use it now. We just got to put it to work for us to do the stuff that needs to get done. You young folks, you got to help us old folks out. You're good at it. We're not so good, but it's you that's going to benefit from this. If we let things go the way they are, you, our children, your children, our grandkids, on and on down the line, it's going to get worse and it's going to fall off a cliff real soon. Pretty doggone quick. We need to fix it today, in other words. And y'all got to help. People say that your generation is the gimme generation. Well, they've been saying that forever. You guys will step up. I know. I got two daughters. When you're teenagers, a lot of times, it's like we're slacking. Well, yeah, you do. You slack when you're a teenager a little bit. Some of them are driven. Some of them not so driven. But almost all of them got a plan of some kind. We got to help them implement that plan. We got to help them to succeed in their plan. They don't want to be miserable. They don't want to suffer. They want to succeed. See? They don't want to just get by. They want to succeed. And we got the opportunity here still. This is America. We still got the best of everything right here. As long as we don't stomp on it and kill it, we got it. I want my kids to have it. I want my grandkids to have it. And I want it and my great-grandkids and on to have it. And we got it. You know what else? We got your energy. We got huge energy needs. Well, it turns out we also have a way to produce enough energy to take care of all those needs. Easy money. Easy. I mean, it won't be real easy. All we got to do is get those big oil interests out of the way. And when you got a guy like in Independence, Missouri, he's got a hydrogen thing working. He's got hydrogen car, hydrogen lawnmower. He's got it all working. It works. Now, and people go, well, it's scary. It's too explosive. People blow up trying to do it. Well, when gasoline first came around, a whole bunch of people died getting blown up by gasoline. You figure out a way to do it. And it can be done. You want it, you can get it. You get the big oil interest out of the way. We got enough oil and oil products to sustain us until we get it figured out. So it'll be an easy transition. It's going to take some effort, and it's going to take getting some big interest out of the way and government out of the way. Get these people that got it figured out. It's already figured out, folks. We don't have to figure it out. All we got to figure out is how to make it a little safer and a little more economical to produce. Hell, once we got hydrogen, it's the most abundant compound in the world. Hydrogen. It's everywhere and lots of it. And when you use hydrogen for energy, the waste product is water, not exhaust, not gases from your exhaust pipe that's killing the planet and killing the atmosphere. It's water. You drive down the road in your hydrogen car and water comes out the exhaust pipe. What more could you want? I mean, we got solar, we got wind. There's just so many ways to get energy that won't kill the planet. And yes, it is killing the planet. You got your people that's saying it's killing it more than it really is, and you got your people saying that it ain't killing it. It's killing it, and we got to change it, but we got time, plenty of time, and Mother Earth is so amazing. If we do it in a timely manner and we totally get off fossil fuels that's killing the planet, Mother Earth will take care of it. I mean, look around you. I'm driving down the road right now. Look around. What do you see? Vast, incredibly huge, vast areas of trees and grasses. Green. It's beautiful. It's America. Amber waves of green and everything. You know, the fruited plain. It's gorgeous. And it's still there and it still works. It won't forever, but it does right now. And all this trees and grass and everything and aquifers and springs and rivers and creeks and everything, you know what they do? They purify. And we can let Mother Nature purify back to good if we do it now. We can kill this planet, and we are killing it, but we can change it. We got to technology, the ability, and ample energy resources, enough to where, you know, $5 gasoline, what's that? It's nothing. Because if you think in those terms, gasoline would be a 25 cents a gallon again. I mean, it won't be gasoline, it'll be something else, probably hydrogen, maybe not, maybe something else. But yeah. And you want electricity because you don't want water coming out your exhaust pipe? We can have electric cars. They got an electric car that does 200 miles an hour. It's cool. And all we got to do is use these hydrogen motors to produce electricity, hook your car up at night, fly out the door 200 miles an hour. And no waste at all. You know? So we got it all right here in America. We can lead the world again, and not in a bad way. Not colonialism where we're going out trying to take everybody over. We let them do their thing, we do ours. We just happen to do it better than anybody. And people are going to want to buy our products around the world. We got it made, baby. Everybody in the world is going to want our stuff, and they're going to pay good money for it. And say we need some labor, we should go to China. Let them build it. Eventually, you know, the whole world is going to be on one level playing field where everybody makes the same amount of money for whatever job it is. You won't have to send your stuff overseas because they're making the same amount you're making here. So we don't send it overseas no more. We do it right here. They do it right there. If they want to buy our stuff, buy it. Eventually, it's all going to level out. All laborers are going to charge the same amount no matter what country they're in. All the, you know, which means the third world countries and China and the BRIC countries and all them, their laborers are going to see a raise in standard living. We're going to see our people go back to work making a good living. It's all doable. It is all doable, and we got to do it now. And the kids have to help. The old people got to help. Middle age need to help. Everybody's got to kick in. Everybody's got to get out of the damn cart and push it. All right. And we got to get all the everything else straightened out, energy and healthcare and infinite number of other things. It's all going to work out good in that if we push, if we all push, we all have our moral compass set. I'm not saying you need to go to church every Sunday. Do if you want. If you don't want, I don't care. But you better get your moral compass set. And everything you do is moral and ethical. You know, the golden rule. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. For sure. Not just saying it. Do it. You know, that drives me crazy. My brother and I were just talking about the other day. When somebody says, I'm going to help you, that's when the red flag goes up and you go, wait a minute. Really? Are you just saying that so I'll give you my money? So we need to watch that. We need to police that. Are there people or companies out there saying that but not really doing it? Yeah, we'll find them. The moral majority still exists. But all we got to do is stand up and say, yeah, I'm moral, I'm ethical. You better be too, or you're going to find your way out of here. Okay? You know, we got that island out there somewhere. It's going to be taking all the people that aren't pushing and all the people that are screwing people over in the name of profit. I'm 100% profit. 100% behind profit. You got to have profit. I mean, that's how it works. Free enterprise system works good until you got people that are so profit motivated, they don't give about nothing else. That don't work, but the free enterprise system works good when people are being moral, ethical, and profit-driven. And profit's not a bad word. Profit is not a bad word. You need to make a profit. Otherwise, why would you do anything? If you take something and make it better, and somebody wants it because it's better, you make a profit. And that's good. Add value. That's how you get profit. Not screwing people. And not riding in the cart instead of pushing. You add value. And people will pay for it. And you make a profit. And you do good. And you live. And you're comfortable. And you got your car and you got your home. And you got your vacation out again. See, it works perfectly. We just got to make sure we get it back to working again.